This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, April 27th. Well, the good news is both the NASDAQ market and the Russell 3000 retested their March 17th lows yesterday. Volume remains remarkably low, so that's a good sign. But when you retest, sometimes you have to bounce along the bottom for a while. But we are grossly oversold. Obviously, earnings are coming out. They're starting to lift a lot of stocks. Microsoft was the flagship last night. Google actually missed. Their sales were up 23%, but because YouTube's revenue slowed to 14%, revenue growth slowed to 14%, they just missed analyst estimates by a tad. I'm not too worried about that. Google's a monopoly. A lot of people buy it on a pullback. But you can see that Microsoft's being rewarded for its beat, and Microsoft beat largely due to its cloud computing business. What I find interesting is we're going to have a lot of very strong energy reports coming out. That's going to work. I already see some Canadian stocks I own, energy stocks that are beating. They're being rewarded. The other thing is Facebook, Meta, is going to announce after close today. That's not one of the stocks I recommend. Their margins have been under compression for over 2.5 years. They've been losing some market share to competitors. So that could be another hit on market, a little chink. But then we have Amazon and Apple coming out. Apple's going to be very interesting because, they use Foxconn to produce a lot of their products in the Shanghai province that's been locked down. So I'd be curious if Apple has any comments on that. That big dramatic pullback you saw on Tesla yesterday on speculation that Mr. Musk might have to some of his shares. There's a little more behind that. Tesla's profitability comes from its Shanghai plant. Tesla is not paying taxes in America because they're technically not making money on their cars. Although they do make money on EV tax credits big time. It doubled last quarter. But Shanghai is the key to all Tesla's profitability. Those cars made at the Shanghai plant are using iron phosphate batteries. They don't go as far, but they're heavier, but they're also safer. They don't catch on fire. And it is imperative that Tesla gets that factory up and running. Otherwise, it's going to crimp its second quarter results. A couple other interesting little tidbits here. NASDAQ has corrected 10% month to date many, many times. I know since 2002, it's done over 10 times, and every single time it's gone up in the last 3 days of the month. So I'm expecting the market to finish somewhat on a positive note. By the way, April is a strong month, historically. And, the median increase is 1.94%, but I do think, we're bouncing along the bottom here. And we're just going to let all these earnings come out one by one, drop kick, and drive the stocks higher. So, a couple of other interesting things are going on. Oil has definitely peaked. Inflation is cooling off. They're interviewing a lot of the executives on the supply chain bottlenecks. A lot of them are implying that it's a challenge, but they expect prices to moderate in the fall. I would agree with that. The whole world is slowing down, especially Europe. In fact, the dollar is very strong against the euro right now. And the only commodity that seems to be up lately is natural gas because, Russia cut off Poland and Bulgaria. Although if Bulgaria pays in rubles, I guess they'll sell them some gas. So we'll see what happens. But the world has slowed down dramatically, and that's going to help inflation cool. Also, a strong dollar helps shove commodity prices down. So I'm very encouraged that the 10-year Treasury bond yield has settled in around 2.75%, and that's a lot better than being at 3% where it was, or trying to crack 3% where it was last week. The other comment I have is that our Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin did poke the bear a bit, Russia. When he went to Ukraine with Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, he made it very clear that the U.S.'s goal was to weaken Russia so they can't invade other countries like they are right now. And Germany, of course, is sending now tanks to Ukraine. That fighting is far from over. Ukraine hit an ammunition depot near the border to disrupt Russia. Russia's trying to bomb the railroads because they know they're going to use the railroads to move that heavy equipment down to the southern part of Ukraine, along the coastal cities. We're having a proxy war right now with Russia, and this is very interesting. And of course, Russia wants to blame everybody for escalating. They keep using the nuclear word, but hopefully cooler heads will prevail. But this is a very serious proxy war. Russia calls it World War III in Russia. That's obviously propaganda, but it could escalate. So we're going to see what happens here. That is a wild card out there we have to keep an eye on. But I'm just very grateful that we rotated to a lot of these commodity-related stocks. I'm very grateful that earnings are still accelerating. The market's going to catch itself, as it always does. It's just kind of resetting the valuations. The FANG stocks, again, we'll have all announced this week, so we'll get that out of the way. And then we'll just let a lot of these energy stocks and fertilizer stocks just release record results to drive our stocks higher. Again, we own the shipping stocks, we own food stocks. There's just a lot of stocks we have that are going to have wave after wave of record results. So I know it was tough to wait for earnings for a lot of folks because the market was consolidating, pulling back. But earnings season is here, so let's enjoy the ride, folks. And that's it. So that's my little update for you today. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Even though NASDAQ did bounce today and then went slightly negative, don't worry about it. We're just going to bounce along the bottom for a while. It'll be fascinating to see if earnings can shore everything up. The average surprise this quarter is running 9.5%, which is pretty good. So we'll see if we can sustain that in the upcoming weeks. So that's it. It's Lee Navalier. I'll update the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care.